Yes, thank you very much for calling me back. So we spoke two times before about torture and Portugal. I am called Nicholas Colin Paul de Gloucester. I posted an application form to France 2 months ago. It was delivered 1 month ago, but this court did not deliver an acknowledgement to me. If you were in France, can you please check into it? I was not at the European Court of Human Rights. Without a lawyer, I sent an application form myself, and about Article 3 and about Article 6, right to a fair trial. I sent it to the European Court of Human Rights. Well, I am not there, but an application form by me is there, but I have not received a response from it. And as for using a Portuguese lawyer, Yes, I received the latest national decision 2 months ago, and I sent this application form 2 months ago, and there are nearly 2 months before this deadline would expire. But for using a Portuguese lawyer, lawyers who represent me in Portugal are not a European Convention of Human Rights lawyers, and there has been, persons have recommended a particular lawyer to me in Portugal, but I already have a relationship with her law firm through Legal Aid, and a Portuguese law prohibits exploiting a Legal Aid relationship to take private money. No, the time limit is not expired. There are still 2 more months.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Well, maybe if you can read over the application form that I sent and see if you can quote from the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture to help the European Court of Human Rights to acknowledge that this complaint must be prosecuted.
Okay, what you need to do is just send me all the relevant documents, preferably in English.
Right, well, the most of the relevant documents from the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture are in English. All of the quotations which I make from it on this application form are in English. But I also write on this application form in 2 other languages, and I have written a translation into Swedish.
Do you have to send me all the documents and I will attempt it? My fee, including VAT, is 3,195 kroners an hour.
An hour? Okay, I can pay you. So just maybe confirm this, 3,195 kroner an hour. Okay, I can pay you. And
I cannot tell it at this point how long time it will take, and I will, even if I do an investigation, an examination of a case, and I come to the conclusion that I cannot do anything, I still charge you for the investigation. So those are my terms.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. And you need to send me all the material and I get back to you as soon as I receive them.
Thank you. So I already sent you one email on the day we originally spoke, but you do not seem to have opened it. But I can send you a new email today showing the proof that this application form was delivered within the time limit. After next week. Thank you. One other topic. Kenneth Lewis is sick and on vacation, and his firm does not have spare capacity to take on a new case in France or a Swedish administrative case. Do you work in administrative law?
Yeah, my specialty is the Supreme Court of Human Rights, so I can end up it anywhere. So I'm not normally not a specialist on the, so to say, background law.
Right. Well, there is a different cause of action in administrative Swedish law. So can you represent me on that?
Yeah, you can. I need some information. Just, so tell me that. Is there a time issue?
It could be urgent. You can read Swedish better than I can, so I will send you the latest document, the latest judgment from a Swedish administrative court, but it seems to me that it is urgent. It is not the first instance. I'm not entirely certain whether or not I have exhausted the final instance. I am not really certain. You will have to read it. You will understand better. In a separate email?
Yeah.
Okay, I will send it in a separate email. Okay, thanks so mycket. Hej då.